Welcome back to the afternoon edition on CFAX 1070. The first ever national culturally based suicide prevention online training program is about to be launched this week, and we're joined on the phone from Calgary. She's the education director at the Center for Suicide Prevention, Rani Murji. Rani, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Now, what's the significance of this this online training program?
I think one of the greatest significance is that it's accessibility. Through the online program, it'll be accessible to anybody in Canada to be able to come and get it, remote as well as urban communities. So that's really exciting.
The key, especially for a lot of Aboriginals that maybe live in remote communities that don't have access to in-person training.
Absolutely. And you know, Dave, our vision or our hope for this is also as people take this course, they would be able to also contribute to what has worked when they go back to their communities. So it'd be kind of an ongoing, if you like, ability for people to share what has worked, what hasn't worked, and have that available to other participants who come in and take the course. So there's a real potential for growth and exciting things to happen that the whole nation can be part of.
Well, that's the key, because it's obviously targeted towards Aboriginals, but suicide's an issue facing everybody. Do you find it's maybe worse in these economic times right now?
Certainly, that always is a factor, but it's really, really hard to tell. You know, we'll need time to really go back and say, you know, was this an additional stressor, right? We know that is one of the risk factors right now. Sure.
And obviously prevention and intervention is the key. So how will this online training program work? Are you going to be training people so they can spot someone that may be in trouble? Or if someone comes to them, they'll be able to give them tips on maybe how to turn things around?
Yeah. So what this course will do is, it does provide information on how do you recognize the warning signs? How do you begin a conversation with somebody who might be at risk? What are the legal issues or considerations that you must be aware of, especially if the youth is under 18 or 18. So those are some of the things that it would cover. But more importantly, it really talks about what are the protective and what are the risk factors. Within the Aboriginal context, those are quite unique. And having an understanding of that really helps when one is doing an intervention, because then what you can do is you can say, you know, what are the strengths, and let's look at how we can make those strengths more apparent.